And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. We hope you are having a fantastic day out there. Currently 28 degrees and it is 7:42. And joining us in studio is Yvonne Hall from Coffeyville Community College. And good morning, Yvonne. How are you doing today?
Good morning. It's a beautiful day out there. I'm doing very well.
Absolutely. We're going to get to a high around 55 day and 60s the rest of the week.
Break out the shorts.
Yeah, exactly. Even though it was like 53 yesterday, I was wearing shorts yesterday. I didn't care. So that's compared to a couple weeks ago, that is extremely warm. So
yeah. Exactly.
All right. Well, today, Yvonne, we got a few things we do want to discuss. And one of the things is talk about the online degree offerings.
Yes, we have had our Associate in Arts degree has been available for some time online. And, you know, last year with COVID, almost a year ago, this time last year, when we needed to transition to online courses, our team started working on how can we expand our offerings and provide more online. And so our Director of Distance Learning, Carrie Redden, and our Vice President of Academics, Aaron Potter, have been working very hard with the Higher Learning Commission to go through the process and make sure that we can offer some additional programs online, degrees online. And so we have recently been awarded that authorization. And so now you may complete your Associates in General Studies as well as your Associates in Science online, completely online. And you can do that in 18 months.
That's awesome. So, and that helps out a lot of people that maybe not be able to actually physically go to school, but that they can do that at home.
Absolutely.
And basically, I don't know about on their own time, but the fact is, some people cannot actually get to the school, so this would be a great way to get that degree online.
Absolutely. And you can still work a full-time job. And, you know, I did that myself. So, did the online schooling while working and raising babies, and it's doable, and we want to help folks be able to do that. So, now we have 3 degrees that we offer completely online.
All right. So there we go. The online degrees. And we'll give you contact information here in just a little bit. Also, the second 8 weeks course starts on March the 4th.
That's right. This Thursday, I believe that is. So it's not too late. One of the other things that we've done at Coffeyville Community College is we've split up our courses so that you can take them in 8-week segments rather than a full 16 weeks. It's a little bit more intense when you take it in 8 weeks, but you're still getting the same quality education, just at a faster pace, and which is part of the reason why we're allowed or able to complete that degree in 18 months. And so the second 8-week courses for the spring semester will begin on Thursday. If you are interested in knocking out a gen ed or just adding another class, then it's not too late. You can still do that.
And just the day after that, graduation application is your graduation application deadline.
Exactly. You know, it's just, I cannot believe that we're already talking graduation, but we are. We're already talking graduation. You know, May 8th is graduation, and so we have a process that you have to go through in order to graduate, and you'll need to get a degree check and then apply for that graduation certificate with our registrar, Wendy Niemeyer. So Friday is the deadline for that. So go in and see our lovely, lovely folks at the registrar's office, and they'll help you out with that.
And also coming up on March 12th, not too long from now, which, by the way, I cannot believe we're already in March, the virtual choir scholarship audition.
Yes, we are trying to think outside the box. You know, it's a little more difficult. Schools aren't really allowing folks to come into the schools for different reasons, and primarily COVID. And so we're trying to expand our horizons and see how we can reach our students. And we still want folks to be able to participate in our programs and have scholarship options. And so our choral director, Markel Porter, has put together an online audition. And so there are guidelines for that. But if you're interested, then you can reach out to Markel, and that'll be a week from Friday. On the 12th is when she's hosting virtual online auditions for the choral scholarships.
And then coming up will be time for a break. spring break coming up. The last week of March, pretty much for the most part. Even though that says February, it's still
about the same. It is the same because of the
28 days. So yes. all those dates over there are still the same, but it is the last week of March for the most part.
That is correct. And typically for spring break, you know, we shut down campus and several of our offices will be open, but because of the athletic schedule and how we have transitioned, all of the fall sports are now in the spring. Coffeyville and our campus is going to look a little different this year in that we will still have several students on campus, and we will still have activities going on throughout the week, but we will not be in the classroom. We'll be out in other areas of our campus, but not in the classroom that week. So, yeah, March 22nd through the 26th, mark your calendars, and if you're trying to reach someone in any of the offices, chances are that's probably not going to happen. But there will still be folks on campus.
And also, speaking of the 26th, that is the first football game for the Red Ravens. They'll be going to Hutchinson to kick off the season. I know everybody's ready for some Red Raven football.
Yes, we are. We are ready for some football. And it's going to be really different this year because I believe most of our games are on Sundays.
Yeah, just like the NFL.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, look out. We're going to replace that Sunday. Boredom now that you know football is over in the NFL.
It's so like football's not over quite yet. Now we got some spring football, and absolutely. I know everybody's excited about that because now we won't have as big of a break from football.
Exactly,
so.
It'll be nice. And you know, athletically, our basketball teams are doing well. Our track team is doing well. Soccer will be kicking off, and baseball has kicked off as well. Softball will be kicking off as well pretty quickly. So, there is something will be going on at Coffeyville Community College. Every day.
And like you said, the basketball team is doing well. The men, the number two team in the country right now, they're really, really good this year. And it's definitely exciting to see them nationally ranked as high as they are right now.
Yes. It should be an interesting season. I'm anxious to see how it all plays out. And, you know, we have a new volleyball coach, mm-hmm. And she's doing well as well, you know, trying to figure out the team. This was not... You know, she didn't recruit this team, so mm-hmm. she's playing with what she's got, and she's doing very well with it. And we're just having a good time. It's a nice time to be a Red Raven.
Yes, it is. So, Yvonne, if anybody has questions about what we've talked about today, how can they get a hold of you to ask questions?
Yeah, absolutely. You may go to our website at www.coffeyville.edu. Most of everything that we've talked about today can be found online. However, if you'd like to speak with a real person, you are more than welcome to give me a call at 620-252-7095.
All right, Yvonne, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And again, like you said, it's a good time to be a Red Raven. It's always a good time to be a Red Raven.
That's right. Again,
thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will have news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.